Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffen presents
Doug Steffen
and Jay Kirshner here on the 24th of October. It's Monday, week from Halloween. The words of, I guess, the consequence, words of consequence, Jay. There is so much to be grateful for. Words are poor things. Amen to that. Yes,
makes
there is
a lot of sense.
Lots to be thankful for. You can look at my Facebook page celebrating my son's birthday and lots of great family stuff, which is what most of us like to do. Doug Steffen, it's facebook.com/DougSteffen. And you also have the other ways following us, facebook.com/GoodDayShow, GoodDayShow.com, yada, yada, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air for your thoughts, what's going on that's good, solid things. Young girls who met on a ship sailing for America 75 years ago have been reunited. How in the world would something like that happen, right? There are reunions all the time. I guess what I did this weekend was kind of a reunion. But people go to high school every 5 years, right? College, they have a reunion.
Like 10 years, 20 years.
Yeah.
Although with social media and the ability to keep in contact a lot better than what you could before, it does seem like sometimes we're doing the reunions a little bit too soon.
Right. Well, this one wasn't too soon. After 75 years, this is astounding. So that's what took place between immigrants Lena and Yolanda, who were young girls when they first met on the ocean crossing back in April of 1947. They were emigrating with their Italian families to our country. They met each other aboard a ship which was sailing to Ellis Island, and they became instant friends. In the last couple of years, Lena's youngest son, Steve, has been researching their voyage and uncovered the ship's manifest. Lena, who's now 85, had always remembered the name of her sailing buddy, Yolanda. So, Steve, God, what a great son, huh?
This
diligently
is probably
searches.
One of the best gifts he could give to his mom.
Isn't this wonderful? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Lena left her hometown of Pelagorio when she was 10. 9-year-old Yolanda left her home in Belmonte, which is a couple of hours between them if you're driving today's distances. Steve continued to track down the friends. Lo and behold, Yolanda was still thriving, and the two girls, now mature, have been living within a couple of hours of each other their whole lives. Imagine that. I don't want to think about it in terms of what they lost, but look at what they have found, in a manner of speaking. They live in Pennsylvania. One of them is in Meadville, Pennsylvania. The other one is Weirton, West Virginia. And that's pretty, it's a couple of hours.
Pretty
that's
close,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So a friendship that has lasted a lifetime. I'm sure when they got together, they had lots of things to reminisce about. The stories of their lives that they shared when they got together, that has to have been just amazing. So there is a lot to be said for energy when people are separated and they're reunited. It's very, very powerful. And this is a 75-year reunion, very successful. And then they're going to now keep in touch with each other, which makes nothing but sense, right? Ellis Island, what a fabulous experience for all the people that came through Ellis Island. You know, some of the stories that you hear are just fabulous. So let's see. Well, we'll talk about what's coming here and what's going there. The Georgia voting situation, Jay, they have now shattered all records with the early turnout numbers. 500,000 people have voted already. I just think this is wrong, wrong, wrong. I've said that 100 times. Maybe I sound like a broken record. But the fact that all these people, here we are, what, 10 days before the real election, and all these people have voted. So what could happen between now and then that might change your mind? See, I think that's the malfeasance. They all talk about
that's a good point.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things that happen the last minute that would change somebody's mind. I know that's happened to me dozens of times when I would make up my mind, you know what, I think I'll vote for this person, and then they do something that changes my mind, and so I can't imagine what I would do if I voted early. I just can't. I know some people say, oh, it's convenient or it's easy. Well, you know what? Being a responsible American doesn't always mean that convenience is first, or, you know, all these politicians and bureaucrats who sell this baloney. It isn't right. It isn't fair. It isn't just. Well, it shows you how little civics is being taught, frankly. And that's what, excuse me, bothers me about this. And then the election officials will say, well, this election matters. Like the last election didn't matter, or the next election?
Yeah.
Of course they matter. Right, exactly. So under the circumstances, I think we need to get real here. And we're not, and, you know, the next thing we'll have, well, the trend is that people who live in this district that normally vote for this person are voting. So that fudges the results of the election. You know, as much as I think Trump is a gas bag, the more, and we have all sort of, I think, people on both sides who matter, I don't know what that means, but the people who have, we sort of listen to, have agreed, for the most part, that the election is over and that Joe Biden is president. Okay? So we get on from that. But then there's so much noise being made about, well, this could happen and that could happen, that people are beginning to question, and this could be the breakdown in democracy that maybe matters more than anything else, because if you don't trust the election process, how do you trust the results of it? And then how do you trust the government? And then you're in real, you're up to in a big pile of manure. So I don't know. I find it, as I've said, that would be too redundant.
Yeah, and there's many reasons to not like it, and I also understand a lot of people's reasons to participate in it. But you really do bring up a valid point, Doug, of it's 10 days. That's a week and a half. What are the possibilities that something could change your mind, and then you regret how you cast your ballot?
Yep. All right, Boris Johnson over on the other side of the pond says he's not coming back as prime minister. He ruled himself out of running for party leadership, despite claiming he had the support to do so. Oh, yeah, right. Of course he does. His withdrawal leaves former Treasury Secretary Rishi Sunak. Who knows who that is? Nobody even knew who this trust lady was before. We're not keeping up. We're more interested, very interesting, the focus on the Queen and the royal family way outdoes whoever sits at 10 Downing Street. Do you know, really, think about it. How much time, energy we have spent on the non-rulers who are the rulers. Well, I shouldn't say non-rulers. There is no constitution in England. You are subjects of the king or queen and live and die by whatever it is that they say about you, or what they think about you, or whatever. I don't know what I'm saying. And so Boris Johnson is out. I don't know who all these other characters are. But I do know I spent, coming back on the plane last night from L.A., I watched, there's a BBC special on the life of the Queen that was done just before she died. And it has, if you get a chance to see this, no matter what, you can look it up, I'm sure, online, and maybe even watch it on YouTube. It's the story of the Queen from her birth through the last summer. And her life is chronicled by her own fascination and her family's fascination with movie cameras. You know, the handheld movie cameras that we all either have been exposed to or we always had before we had telephones to do all that
stuff.
Take
everything, yeah.
Everything. Everything about her family, her sister, her sons, her father, her grandfather, her mother. It was really an extraordinary experience. I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to watch it and found it. It was a well-spent hour and then some. It really was. It was I also watched the first three episodes of 1883, which was quite violent, and I kind of shied away from some of it, but Sam Elliott is fabulous in it. I don't know if you've seen any of it or not, but he has come around at his age to being a real leading man. And Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are very good. And the young blonde girl, I don't know where she came from, never saw her before. She's very good in it, too. So a good drama there. And then there are some other things, but the Queen's thing is what impressed me more than anything else. Now, let's see what's going on with these people that are Thursday of last week we talked about the Van Gogh painting. They got sloshed with paint.
Uh-huh.
That was one day last week. Okay, so here's what's going on now. There was a Monet painting that was attacked by climate boobs throwing mashed potatoes at a painting. Food slinging seems to be the rage, right? This painting was ruined. And so what do these people expect to gain other than the ire of people? Instead of, okay, we're going to call attention to climate change, we're going to ruin a Monet painting that's worth millions of dollars, $109 million, as a matter of fact. Who the hell are you? Right? When you think about it, how dare you?
I thought that they were, why was the museum dumb enough to not have this protected behind glass?
Yeah, that's probably
I thought
question.
All of them were. I thought every work of art was always protected behind glass nowadays.
The Van Gogh painting from last week was worth $85 million. Those people were arrested, and the people who did this thing were arrested. Oh, we're making a statement. Yeah? Well, I hope you spend 10 years behind bars. Because no matter what your statement is, how dare you attack the property of somebody else and think that it's okay, or are we going to get away with it?
Look at the conversation we're having right now. It's more about what they did and how wrong
right.
it is rather than
right.
what they are trying to protest against. It's
right.
all the more reason that choose a better way to protest and get your story across.
Yep, excellent. All right, we've covered a lot of ground already. And guess what? It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apple, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
The Robinson Family Farm in Temple, Texas. Massive blaze there this past week. 70 vehicles were burned. Buildings burned to the ground. And so the cars and the trucks, tractors damaged here. Firefighters evaluating this week the heat-related injuries that some had because the cars and tractors that were in this barn, the fuel in them blew up.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour, Monday, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Carly Simon has quite a story to tell. Her sisters, Lucy and Joanna, are now not with us any longer. And the circumstances of their passing and the story of their life and death is one for the book. So we'll tell you that story, how we connect the dots after this.
I'm Andy Solomon. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer Program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Equity Award winner is Center for Hope. The center's director, David Wetter.
The Center for Health Outcomes and Population Equity, or Center for Hope, serves as the bridge between scientists and community organizations, including healthcare, government, education, and nonprofits throughout Utah and the Mountain West.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
By bringing communities and researchers together, the Center for Hope creates long-term solutions to prevent cancer and improve health among populations that have been historically marginalized.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
All right, so Carly Simon, one of the most famous singers in the history of music, has a sad story to tell about her two older sisters, Lucy and Joanna, who died, Jay, just one day apart. Cancer running rampant through this family, the Simon family. Simon and Schuster, their father, Richard Simon, is obviously no longer with us. But anyway, she has been with us. I'm just trying to think of how long it has been. What, 30, 40 years probably? She's been singing
pop
music
since the 70s. Far more than that. Yeah.
Yeah, 70s even, right. Okay, so one...
She's so significant. And yeah. Just the loss where she says, she not only talks about losing her sisters and how it's just this unbearable pain, but also she can't help but still celebrate their lives even during this time of mourning, and that it's very surreal and obviously upsetting to be the only sibling left because her brother died in 2018 at the age of 71 of cancer. Her oldest sister died Wednesday, who was also Joanna Simon, who's also a famed opera singer and Emmy-winning TV correspondent.
Music in the family here.
Yeah.
They're all musicians here. Yeah.
Died of thyroid cancer on Wednesday. And then her her Broadway musical composer sister, Lucy Simon, died of breast cancer on Thursday at the age of 82.
Oof. Imagine that.
A lot of loss, yeah.
Think about all of the things that family has contributed to society, to you know, our enjoyment of music, if you will. Carly, the pop singer, said, "We were three sisters who not only took turns blazing trails and marking courses for one another, we were each other's secret shares, the co-keeper of each other's memories." So anyway, that's, yeah, but think about it in your own stead. If you have brothers and sisters that are your age, if they pass away that way a day apart, wow, that is, yep. So rest in peace sign for Lucy and for Joanna. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, what causes bad breath in dogs? We often joke about it. Bad breath, also known as halitosis, generally is caused by the fact that your dog has built up certain bacteria in their mouth. These bad smells emerge. The bacteria's presence can indicate a number of things. Either your dog needs a better dental care plan or some underlying health issue or gastrointestinal tract, gut, or a kidney problem. It's important that when you do have a dog and you notice that your dog or a cat, for that matter, has bad breath, you check with your veterinarian. 85 to 90% of dogs and cats will in fact develop some type of periodontal disease before they reach 3 to 4 years old. And if checked early, can make all the difference in a healthy and quality of life. But also understand that very often bad breath is not due to teeth or gums. It may be due to something internally. So it's always a good idea to check with your vet. So don't make fun of it the next time your dog or cat walks in with bad breath. Call up your vet and make a visit. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And,
yep.
You know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden released more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves in an effort to temporarily lower the price, it's been discovered the United States is down to 25 days of diesel supply. The figures were provided by the Energy Information Administration and shows diesel stockpiles are at their lowest level since 1993. A California teacher was arrested Thursday and charged with hiding a teen who had been reported missing for nearly 2 years. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office says it has charged the teacher, 61-year-old Holga Castillo Olivares. Family members speak out on Sacramento NBC3 about the teacher's criminal actions.
Any parent out there that has a missing child, you think the worst. You think the absolute worst.
Baseball's World Series starts Friday. The Philadelphia Phillies will play the Houston Astros. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Are you following what's going on in baseball with the playoffs?
Not
anybody,
since
James,
yesterday
anybody,
afternoon.
What happened yesterday afternoon?
Cleveland
out?
Cleveland lost in Game 5.
Boo!
Pretty rough loss, yeah, by the Yankees.
Those damn Yankees. Ooh, that could be a movie. What do you think of that? I just came up with the title to a movie. Damn Yankees. Brilliant. I did it all by myself. Right.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't you love Jay's laugh? Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here on your side, at your service, all those good things. What's in it for you? Well, information, inspiration, as much as anything else. Have some inspired solutions for keeping your heating costs low this winter. But first, some good news, Jay. A new Colorado sheriff's deputy got her a badge from the officer who rescued her as a baby 22 years ago. The story of Natalie Young, a new deputy with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. She was 6 weeks old when she was rescued by this police officer from a home where her mother had been using meth.
Mm-hmm.
And neglecting her. Good God, this is in the San Diego area. Officer Jeff Valvidia was on a routine call to arrest a parole violator at a residence where conditions were so bad that he filed for protective custody of this infant. I knew the mom was using meth. She showed all kinds of signs of drug use, he said. The baby, young Natalie, was underweight. The house was torn up. Good God, how do you bring a baby
absolutely
into a
awful
system? Ugh, mm-hmm. God.
Addiction is so real. It is so heartbreaking.
Yep. So anyway, she went through the training, and she told him that this was going to be... I guess they kept in touch pretty much, didn't they? Through what was the life like, the life cycle like of the rescuer from the rescuee. As the rescuee would be Natalie, right? So the rescuer would be the police officer, Jeff Valdivia. Am I pronouncing his name right? It must be close to that.
Yes,
anyway.
Yeah. And then Natalie's adoptive mother, whose name is Shelley Young, actually informed Valdivia that, mm-hmm. who was now the sergeant, that Natalie was preparing to graduate from the El Paso County Sheriff's Academy, and they set it up to where he was the one that pinned nice. The deputy badge on Natalie for her graduation ceremony. It's
good.
It's a beautiful full circle moment.
Yep, it is. Yep, good stuff. All right, Halloween is a week from today or tonight, and so there are a lot of people wondering, what shall I wear? What can I do that will set me out? Whether you're an adult and you're going to a party this weekend, a lot of Halloween parties take place, right? Saturday before Halloween, the adults want to have their trick and treat. And so what had been a prominent costume for young adult women is now, because of the woke, I suppose that's, sounds funny for me to use that word, doesn't it? The woke crowd, the Playboy Bunny outfits. Did you ever wear one of those, Jay? Playboy Bunny outfits?
No, but I was a gender flipped Hugh Hefner once upon a time for a Halloween.
Oh, say that, huh? What? Gender flipped, what does that mean?
I was Hugh Hefner. I'm a woman.
Oh!
So I was not a Playboy Bunny. I never went that route, but I was Hugh Hefner once. But I get why there is some... my thing is, if you don't want to wear it, don't wear it.
Don't wear it.
Everybody else's parade. But I do also understand a little bit of the trepidation over it, because all of these things that we have found out in recent years that were going on behind the, you know, behind the
scenes, behind
closed doors,
really bad guy.
All of the trauma and abuse, that these are real people's lives, and those are things that actually happen to them. So I do understand.
Yeah. Well, it is not just one of those things. It does seem to be something that's on people's minds. So what are you going to wear if you're going out? What do you have for you? I was looking, I guess there is a story about my son, too. His birthday celebration this past weekend. He has I'm going to post this. He has a hat. He loves to wear hats. So he has hats made all the time for himself and for his wife. And so he had one made in the colors of the L.A. team with a Boston Celtics logo on it. So the hat is purple, which is what the main color is for the L.A. Clippers, the L.A. The L.A. basketball team. Now it's gone.
Oh, the Lakers?
The Lakers, yeah. Lakers, purple and yellow, I think. So he had a Boston Celtics. Just to, you know, he loves to mess with people's minds. People look at, what? Huh? What's that? What is he at? What? Because L.A.'s a big basketball town. And Brendan loves the Celtics. And so, being a Bostonian, so anyway, it was kind of a cute little thing. The heating cost problem this winter. Here's hopefully something I pride our staff for getting this information so that you have help. I think that's part of what this program is supposed to be about, helping people figure out how they can deal with things like rising prices on heating costs. This winter, you'll pay more than you have for years and years and years and years and years. So, not that you don't know it, but the average household is going to pay almost 18% more for heating costs. That will average out to $177 more this year than last year. So, how do you fix the problem? Sometimes people are choosing to, if you have fireplaces, that sort of thing, you have buy a lot of wood, although the wood prices, everything has gone up because of inflation. So if the oil costs more, if people want to use wood, hey, last year around where I was, it was $250, $260, $270 for a cord of wood. Now it's $380, $390, $400, $4.25.
Good grief.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, and now gas is the big thing. I have gas heating my home. What do you have heating your home there in Ohio? Is it electricity?
I have no idea. It's not our home. But what we had at our last place in Nashville, it was electric.
Electric? Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. The only gas thing we had was our stove. Everything
so do you use
electric.
Unused rooms? Like, I have a porch on my house. I just close the doors to it, and I don't heat the porch. And we used to be heated. Nah, shut the heat off. That's one thing to do. You don't have a number of rooms that maybe if you're older or maybe you're single. The fact also that I actually should go over this with Tom Kreitler, right? Who's the guy from the Money Pit that we have on this program for advice every week. The curtains on windows should be closed because that keeps the heat in and the cold air out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You seal up leaks around. This is, it's kind of common sense. So if you're used to keeping your house at 72 degrees all day long, why would you do that, especially if you're not home, right? Turn the thermostat down to 62.
Shut vents. Like you were talking about rooms that really aren't used very much, or if it's not being used at the time, shut the vent.
And how many of you, I'm a great layer person. If I'm here and I don't like to be here, I'm planning not to be here, but if I am here, then I layer up. Even now, I have a couple of vests and I put on longer sweatshirts, that sort of thing, if I'm outside working on the farm. Even in the house, you can be warmer. And the filter, if you have a hot air system in your house, change the furnace filters. Wrap up the vent ducts, because there is a lot of stuff that creeps out of the home has an older forced air heating system, then you are going to have leaks. So wrap them up, get duct tape. And that's what duct tape was made for. To tape up the ducts that bring the air to various parts of your home, right? Leave a pot of boiled water on the stove after you cook stuff to help keep the kitchen warmer, right? And many of you probably have called your utility companies. They're normally pretty slow at doing energy audits, but maybe you can try it anyway. They're so unresponsive. They really like dealing with Verizon or some other big thing. But hopefully a couple of... If you don't have, I don't know how you get to this, 10 to 14 inches of insulation in your walls, the outside walls, the heat will be pouring out the window, around the windows and through the walls and stuff.
Yeah, especially if you have an attic.
Yep. Right, exactly, yeah. Make sure the attic is insulated as well as the... So the problem people used to have is they would insulate the floor of the attic, but they wouldn't insulate the roof of the attic, which was it's just not a good idea. It doesn't make sense. All right, so there you have it. Word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. Here's the story from Lancaster, California. Car found buried in the yard of a home over the weekend. This is a wealthy area. Let's see here. Police responded to a call about a buried vehicle. The landscapers were working on a project at this home, and they were down 4 or 5 feet in the ground, and they found a car that was buried in the 1990s. And inside the car were lots of bags of
cement.
Yeah, right. What are you supposed
to... And then they had cadaver dogs who definitely noted there was possibility of human remains. However, they didn't find anything. So they're going to keep doing an investigation on this.
Yeah, I think it's just really interesting how all of these things come to pass, aren't they, when you think about it? People do the craziest things, bodies buried in backyards and cars and who knows what else. But Anyway, yeah. Well, did they suspect foul play? I didn't see any of that in there, although the cement would lead you to believe that there was some kind of bad stuff going on, one way or the other. The Supreme Court, if you didn't hear the story from last week, has rejected a challenge to the loan forgiveness program. This happened, I think it was Thursday or Friday of last week, and we do the countdown on Friday. We don't have a lot of time to go through some of the ancillary things that are happening, so I thought this was worth a note or two, Jay, because there are so many people that have gotten so wrapped up. When you look actually at who's going to benefit and how much they're going to benefit, this is more of a political, it almost seems to me like this was a plant. Tell me that I'm crazy, but it was done at a time and in a way that caused a lot of people to say, oh, this is fabulous, but those damn Republicans are trying to keep it from happening. And so, but the consequence is $10,000. Most of the loans that are owed, most of the stuff, I don't know how much you had if you borrowed money. I know that at one point in time, I owed over $100,000, with my daughter.
Oh, goodness.
And, you know, it took a long time. We just got paid off this past year, as a matter of fact.
And the interest rates are
crazy.
It's so impossible for people
right.
to pay off.
That's the thing that bugs me with anything else. I think people ought to pay off on their own. I don't think the government should be paying it off. But the other side of it is these guys are thieves, and they've been allowed to be thieves. Why hasn't the government stepped in and cut the interest rate from, in some cases, like 14% down to something reasonable like 3 or 4%? That's the question I have about all this. That's what you ought to be working on, not some grandstanding loan forgiveness program that gets a lot of attention and doesn't get any action. 48 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas Pain Relieving Patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
All right, 53 after the hour, farm, food, and family time here on the October 24th version of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We start, Jay, with our daily recall. Approximately 7,500 pounds of Italian pork sausage products made by Bob Evans Farms being recalled because they have contamination with extraneous materials. Blue rubber? Oh, come on. What the hell are these people doing? These places, right?
It's the problem with having machines doing humans' work because machines break and it's not always caught in real time.
Nope. So Bob Evans Italian sausage, if you have it, bring it back to the store and get your money back. These are shipped to retail locations all around the country. You always go to the grocery store. You can always see Bob Evans, who was a farmer in Ohio who opened a little restaurant many moons ago, like 70 years ago, the first Bob Evans opened somewhere around Columbus, if I'm not mistaken. And it has grown. It's a nice place to go. Your father and I had some soup and a sandwich at a Bob Evans in your town.
Yeah, people love their chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, right. And so and then you look at this and you think, okay, Bob Evans has nothing to do with this. His farm has nothing to do with this. They bought his image and they bought the farm and literally. And so, you know, it's just it's stuff run by some bean counter someplace. Some bank owns it or some investment company. And they don't know from nothing about how to. Most of the restaurants now that you see, for example, around where I am, I grew up with a Friendly's restaurant chain. It was a New England outfit, started in Massachusetts, and it was like Papagino's. Again, we all have these regional stores. And they all, as the company founders got older and they sold off to get their money out, they usually went to banks or hedge funds or some, you know, bean counter. And so the product quality went down immediately because all they're interested in is recouping their investment. So in this case, as you pointed out accurately, these things are not anymore produced by real people. They run them through a bunch of machines, and the machines break. So there you go. So does that mean you shouldn't buy Bob Evans products? No, the mashed potatoes are pretty good.
even like the stuff you can buy in the store, it is pretty good.
Right. All right, McDonald's has teamed up with Krispy Kreme. Ah, this ought to be a great combo. Look out, your waist is going to be is going to become a victim after I tell you this story. Hold on.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here's McDonald's going to town with Krispy Kreme. They're adding for their October exclusives a bunch of Krispy Kreme tasty donuts. The announcement was made last week. They're offering three of their donuts, including the glazed donut, yum, down in Kentucky. Why don't they do this everywhere? I'd go into
I've never been into a McDonald's in my life. Trial runs, and then a year later, everybody gets it.
Yeah, right. Anyway, glazed donuts, chocolate iced donuts with sprinkles, and raspberry filled donuts. You can get those at McDonald's, at least in that area of the world. So there's nothing better, but nothing worse than a Krispy Kreme donut. They're much better. Dunkin' Donuts or some of these other places they get. These people know how to make a donut that is nothing pretty much but dough and sugar. And it's yum.
I always hear the mom and pop shops have the best donuts. I'm not a donut my husband is. He's a connoisseur. Really?
Yeah. So get your Chicken McNuggets and your Krispy Kreme together. Go to the, yesterday we went to the farmer's market in West Hollywood. And they make these croissants with chocolate in them. And Miles loves them. So by the time we're done, he's covered. His face is covered with chocolate. That's a great picture. I didn't get a picture of it. But anyway, all right. So that takes care of that info. It's 59 after. This is Good Day.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.